Well, I guess we're here. Are you there, Carrie?
Oh, sorry, Ron. Yes.
Anyway, we're here tonight, and tonight is Friday, which is our self-empowerment night.
Self-empowerment
with the strange days.
Yeah.
Paranormal.
Yeah, Paranormal Fridays. Well, welcome, everybody. Sorry about the pause there. So it's November 30th, Friday, and 2012, and we're on Station 2 tonight. So if you have some peculiar experiences that you would like Ron's take on, please do call in. The numbers tonight are listed under the Station 2 play button on the bbsradio.com/creationlightship page. So toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. And if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, you can try area code 530-513-6472, 530-513-6472. So... let's see, Ron. There are a couple of questions. We've got one over on the CLS questions at yahoo.com email address from Shannon about timeline crashing. And there was one that I thought we could deal with that we didn't get to on Wednesday from Iron Man about the dark side practitioner clearing that I just wanted to address. So we had talked about the dark side practitioner clearing in regards to becoming more empowered. And Iron Man was wondering on Wednesday, and hopefully you're listening tonight, about putting groups of nameless people in the dark side practitioner clearing. Can we do that? Can we put a group in? So that might be a church group, because I think you were mentioning about if a bunch of people are praying for you.
Yeah, if you have the name of the group, the organization, yes. That would work out that way.
Okay, good. Okay, excuse me. So Shannon had a question about timeline crashing, and she's wanting to know what you would have to say about timeline crashes for a catastrophic economic crash. So a big event like that, is that something we can timeline crash?
Well, the actual event... maybe not, but how it's going to affect you, maybe. So, if everybody on the planet did that timeline crash, then it would probably work out perfectly fine. But trying to ward off something that's happening may not be possible.
So we could put something in there like my finances being affected by economic crash. We could do something like that.
Yes, I don't see why you couldn't do that. That'd be fine, probably.
Okay. Okay, great. So Janice was just typing into the fast chat at the top of the show, Ron, saying thank you for another month of wonderful conference calls, and a few other people are echoing that. And since it is the end of the month here, I'll just remind everybody that the next group of calls begin, the intensives begin on the 15th, the four-hour Saturday call, and then the following three Sundays, which are the 16th, 23rd, and 30th of December, are coming up, and that package is $200. And just like November, Ron is offering all the weekday calls, that's the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday calls for $100, which is discounted from $200. So a 50% off that month of weekday calls. And I think we have a beep, actually. Do we have a caller?
Yes, I would like to ask Lightship, what happened to all the Nazis that went to Antarctica? Because this is Paranormal Night, correct? So I was wondering, what has happened to all the Nazis that went into Antarctica since World War II? Did they all die off, or did they all get cloned, or did they all go into the underground? I'm just curious. Cause I know Ron's brought up, I think one time it was on the conference call or one of his previous shows, he said he saw a submarine somewhere, either near the North Pole or South Pole, And I'm just wondering if the Lightship can just provide just general insight on what happened with the Nazis in Antarctica.
Well, I think you're talking about Antarctica. Is that correct?
That's what all the conspiracy theories say. So I'm guessing that's where they are.
Yeah. So if I'm not mistaken, they very possibly left on a timeline where they didn't age. I can't be 100% sure on this here, but I think they're probably either in underground tunnels living or not aging, or they're maybe in Mars. That's kind of what I get a hit on.
Do they know about the light ship at all?
Did they know about it? I doubt it.
Oh, wow.
I doubt
it. So at Ascension, they'd probably be terminated then, correct?
Well, they won't be found. That's correct. So they'll still be in darkness. That's the hard part.
Wow. And so I'm just curious. There was a Navy mission, a U.S. Navy mission. I think you brought it up during one of your shows where, and there was a video on YouTube where they actually, the American Navy, U.S. Navy, went, I believe, to Antarctica, and I believe it was specifically in order to find the Nazi underground base or to deal with it possibly, and then the ships were attacked by UFOs. And I think you also saw the UFOs. Now, who were the UFOs, Nazi UFOs, or was there another alien race protecting them? Do you have any information on that? Because I know you can look back in time.
Oh, boy, I don't know.
You said you could look back in time and sometimes...
I can't say
ship?
For sure. I don't know.
Oh.
I remember seeing that and watching... I think it was a YouTube video that had it.
Yeah.
It's been a while back, maybe 3 months or so, maybe even longer. Very interesting to see that. So I would think that the UFOs were from the Nazis, as I'm looking at the energy now. So the Nazis actually had
triple
technology. And they warded off or scared the U.S. Navy, so they took off. That's what I would say more than likely has happened, okay?
All right.
So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks for calling. I'm not sure if that was a hang-up beep or we got another caller. Is somebody else called in?
Yep.
Hello.
It's Danielle from Canada. Hi, Ron.
Oh, hi
Carrie.
Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Yes, there's something I wanted to share with you. About what's happening now on Earth. But last week I live in the bush with the bears, and I don't go in the city often. And I went in the city last week. And I was with Sylvia and in the car when we were close to the city. I felt it was electric, and I felt it straight in my heart like a vibration. This is probably a target that they put on people, the aliens. This is what makes when we arrived in Montreal, everybody in there almost had a black hole inside of them, and the signal that I caught was tracking me straight in the heart where my spirit is. And in here everybody that I see almost as that sign, or sort of vibration inside of them, and it's a bit scary. I don't know what's going to happen. We're in front of something. I don't know what, but I don't want to say it. But I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, Ron, or you have a feeling about this, or
yeah, the electric energy could be the new energy that is coming here. Remember, there's a lot of abduction energy happening now. And that's what I would say you're feeling possibly as these energies are coming your way. So by being out in the woods, not seeing civilization for a while, they're coming back into the city. It could be very disconcerting That could really mess up your energy system a little bit. You're used to being in peace, and all of a sudden now it's all these energies of judgment and stuff. So, It's probably abduction energy that you're feeling.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, but everybody has it, almost. Almost everybody. Some of them have it's like a black hole. The spirit is almost all gone.
Yeah, they could have got them sucked out.
Yeah. When you look at them, there's not a lot of spirit inside.
Yeah,
and,
some of them
are scared to look at me, and they don't want to look at me. They're just like running away.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, this
oh
is.
Oh boy.
It's a bit scary.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, today I bought
next year.
Pardon?
Part of the year. That'd be too good.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, hopefully, I hope the light chip. I don't know if the light chip can do something about this, because this is something really, really big.
Yeah. What we can start doing here. I'm doing a lot of work overtime on stuff, so pretty weird stuff happening.
Yeah. Even people close to me, my family, I've seen some of my family, they all have that vibration inside of them. It's wow.
Oh, rats. Okay. Well, it's As we get closer in the next couple of weeks, we'll see what we can pull out of the hat here.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so this is a small, something that I've been through. I've been through a lot of things, but for the moment I'll talk only about this.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm doing all the healing calls, and I'm getting back a lot of my spirit, and I can feel a lot of things, a lot. Sylvia as well. Wow. And, it's not good. Okay. Okay, Ron.
Okay.
Okay, Carrie. So.
Thanks for calling, Danielle.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. See you.
Thanks
bye
for the
bye.
Information. Okay. We have Peggy is wondering about the new Earth transfer clearing. So, excuse me. Thanks for bringing that up, Peggy. So, it's a good chance for us to remind everybody when you do an online clearing, any online clearing that is not involved with Ron on the phone, live or over the shows here, you need to transfer the name of that clearing onto the new Earth transfer clearing and get whatever energy you retrieved during your online clearing put over to the new Earth clearing. And Peggy, in answer to your question, if you just go to the search, one of the search bars on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and type in new Earth, or I think even just the word Earth, or Earth Transport Board. I can't remember exactly which combination gets you there, but it'll pull it up. It's just a penny. Just buy it that one time for one penny and keep the codes and start putting in all your online clearings. And Ron, Peggy is asking, is it a temporary place safe but not in the universe of light? Or I guess where, maybe you can describe where that new Earth is that we're using.
Oh, it isn't
the
universe
temporary
of light. It's just a holding place. For everybody to go to after they've had their clearings. So that's what it's for. So it enables you to able to keep your spiritual integrity once you have a clearing.
Okay. Jared has a question about timelines. And he's wondering, can timelines run into each other, or even can they combine with each other?
Yeah, they can, unfortunately. That is a correct statement, yes. And what can happen is that they can merge together, And also, boy, it's they can go off into a tangent timeline.
Like branches on a tree.
Yep. So they can just keep going and going and going. So that's the that's the rough part about the process here is that, you know, definitely happen that way. Timelines are a way that held captive on them, and really not in too much of control of those timelines. Well, you can do timeline crashing, which will help get off of them. That's a big plus, but still, not in control. They're not, you know, you're not in control of what the aliens are doing, and because of that, stuff happened. So, this gets to be very sad here on this prison planet. How much people are being taken advantage of, body, mind, and spirit. Mind is still connected to them, so they can alter your mind. So the poor mind and the stuff from different races can affect you too. So everything is gooped up here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. We have a nice testimonial here from Blair, who's saying, I don't know if it's fits with the Sci-Fi Friday or Paranormal Friday or not, but Blair wanted to mention that the curses, hexes, and spells clearing they did, and it gave them lots of energy. That must have been on me because I feel like I'm really alive now. So that's wonderful. Yeah, if you got a lot of energy from that clearing, that must mean, I would think, that you did have some curses and hexes and spells. Would you say that's probably accurate, Ron? Otherwise, maybe we wouldn't feel the ones that we don't have, perhaps.
I would say that would be a correct statement, yeah, because you would be feeling much better after a clearing. So a lot of times you don't feel energies all the way, but once you get one of those things off of you, then you know, wow, this feels great. And well, you may not even be conscious of it. But you just know that when you do that clearing, if you do it and you start feeling yourself changing and feeling better, it's because it's happening to you. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Janice has a question about FedEx, and she's wondering, is FedEx hooked up to an alien race? They seem to be being more involved in a lot more deadly car accidents lately, apparently. So she's wondering if there's some alien interaction there.
Boy. I don't know. That's a very interesting way to look at this here. Could be possible. Somebody's using them or trying to sabotage people's holidays. So with that, oh, that could be true. Very interesting to look at it that way. Not that company is dealing with alien stuff. Well, I'm sure they don't know about it. But, it could be affected by that energy, yes. So, very interesting. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Israel has a clone question. So, Israel is wondering, if someone gets a bad cut, does that clone keep getting brought back here to this particular timeline continuously every 10 minutes or so with, and I just have to get to the next page. Uh-oh.
The answer is probably no. What probably is happening is that the cloned energy that with you gave you the first cut, that energy is now being transferred into own replica, and you're now going to be feeling that, and that energy will have that same situation happening. So the cut being transferred, handed over to another clone, which now has the cut. If you did a timeline crash and you got rid of all of the clones that had a cut, very possibly your cut might heal pretty quickly. There's no more interference in mind of your body, which is your healer, and there'll be energy of them trying to take the healing away from you. Well, a timeline crash would definitely help for a cut.
Okay. Ron, I think we had a beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
So I was going to ask Ron, does he still want me to keep score of the numbers on the courting, the clones, and the entity calls?
I do have people who are interested in that, so if you want to, that would be fine. I know we've released so many of them that make your head swim, you know? How many we have
done. I'll keep the account number going then on that. Okay, just
sure
checking
out on that.
Sure,
probably getting close to a million, if not. No.
Yeah, where are we up to, Larry? Do you have it handy?
I haven't done the total of all of them, no, I haven't.
Okay.
I have
it's
to go
colossal,
back and check
though, whatever it is.
Yeah, I just have been adding them up there on every day, like courting clones and entities, every day that we do it, I've added that. I haven't added up the total of all of them.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for keeping the record.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, then, bye.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay.
All right. Pat is requesting, Ron, a clearing for swollen glands in the throat.
Okay, here we go, everybody. If you have that condition, think about it. Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Well, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Well, see, we got some critters in there. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're releasing these here. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, okay, there we go. Get rid of some critters, alien critters, and just see how you're doing, everybody. This is out of your throat here.
Okay, thank you, Ron. let's see. We need to correct what we said on Wednesday about the 2013 January call. So we were thinking on Wednesday that it was Saturday the 5th, but in fact it is Sunday the 6th. So hopefully if you were listening on Wednesday, you're listening tonight. So that's the annual call that Ron does at the beginning of each year to bring in the energies month by month that the Earth is probably going to have on it. I was going to say the Earth Spirit will bring in, but of course the Earth Spirit isn't here. So there will, of course, be energies coming to this planet, though. Ron is here, and that's going to be January the 6th, which is the first Sunday in January, and it's Ron will be doing water charging for a week on that call also, and it starts at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern. Ron, do you want to add anything to that, to what I said?
No, you got everything there, so.
Okay. Then Israel was wondering, and I don't know if he's asking you to do this right now, but just in general, if you still bring in the 12 source energies periodically.
I do occasionally do that on the shows.
Here.
I'll have to decide when we want to do that. But yeah, we do that maybe three, four times a year. So that is a possibility. I need about a half an hour, though, to do that.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's see. We have a sort of comment and question from Schaefer, and I heard a beep. Caller, in just a sec. So Schaefer is mentioning in regards to this cloning situation, Schaefer's wondering if anyone else is seeing bright glowing lights in the sky transferring energy to clones. And Schaefer's saying, I feel other selves in the lights and know it's alien and clones. So that's an interesting observation. I don't know if you pick anything up from that, Ron.
Not yet, no. Boy.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. All right, and I think we had another beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yeah, hi, it's Sharina.
Hi, Sharina.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you were talking about somebody was needing to do a clearing with a cut, and I had gotten a bite and a really big swelling while I was away, and the only clearing that I had available to me to use was the Mind of Body clearing, and I used that, and I wrote it in there. Yeah, and I woke up the next morning, and there was nothing there. There was no swelling. There was no itching. It was completely cleared. So that was a good clearing to use for that.
Very good.
Great.
Okay, that's all. Thank you. Looking forward to December's calls. Bye.
Hey, yes.
Thanks, Sharina. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Oh, we're at past already. So what do you do? paranormal night. What do we have here? Well, let's get rid of some of the energies that could be attached in your room someplace. So why don't you all look at a location that you may normally don't look at? Maybe a closet or something, or up in the corners of your ceiling or something, and we'll take away some critters. So you have to look yourself, remember. So here we go. Oh, boy. One. Oh, you got some there. Some people do anyway. Two. Three. Oh, boy. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and again 1, 2, 3, 4. If your room's lighting up, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, so just see if your room feels different. If it does feel different, then you may want to get the space clearing to help you out. Got rid of some critters there, so. So back to you, Gary.
Okay, we have a question from Marcy about using a photo and doing clearings for other people. If we do not have a photo to do clearings on people, we just write absentee, right? So it depends what the clearing is, Mossy. If you're doing an online clearing on somebody else, you don't need a photo. You just put their name in. Right, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct, yes. Uh-huh.
So I guess if you're going to leave the house and do a clearing on somebody else, what do you do then? Or should you not leave the house? Or does it not matter if it's for somebody else?
I would not leave the house to do it. You need to be conscious. You know, yourself to do that for somebody.
Okay. All right. So just a reminder, if anyone isn't aware of this photo situation, Ron has told us that if we're doing a clearing for ourselves and we need to leave the house and continue to run the clearing, that we can put a photo of ourselves in front of the monitor. So instead of us sitting there or being in the house, there's a photo of us sitting there, and that the clearing will run through that photo to us. So that's kind of what Marcy's referring to. But so, Ron, you're saying if we're doing it for somebody else, we can't just leave a photo. We need to be there, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then, Marcy, just to clear up your use of the word absentee, that's the absentee situation is when you're signed up on any of the conference calls, the monthly intensives or any of the weekday calls, and you buy those, and you can't be actually on the call. You can be absentee, so you just let Ron know, you know, I'm paid up and I'd like to be absentee, and then the clearings will be done just the same. So, okay. So what else? Let me see. We've made the date correction for the January 6th call, and we've mentioned this intensives coming up. Yes, that's what I was going to say, Ron. I believe the January call is $20. Is that correct, if people would like to come on that?
Yes, it is. It'll be on a Sunday.
Okay. And then since the Earth Spirit isn't with the planet anymore, What energies will you be bringing in? Do you want to just describe that call for anyone that's new and for those of us who are wondering how it changes since there's no Earth Spirit?
It'll be the energies that will be brought here for people to use from light for the ascension process.
Okay. All right, we have a question from Iron Man, and Iron Man is wondering, why would the mind of the body clearing work for her bite? That was Sharina calling in about her bite.
Well, okay, the mind of the body is your internal healer. That's the reason why it worked that way. It is the mind of the body healing energy that you have inside of you.
Okay, so it's kind of, it directs the healing, kind of.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
I'll activate that in everybody so you can feel it. Oh, here we go, because yours might be asleep. So here we go.
Uh-oh.
Well, if it's asleep, that's good. If it's abducted, that's bad. Oh, we'll just say it's asleep. Oh, here we go. Oh, one. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Four, oh man, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so if your body is getting maybe changing, it might be getting warmer. And so back to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie. Iron Man, since I've seen you type in recently, I just want to make sure you were listening at the top of the show. In case you weren't, I read your question about you were asking if we could put in a group of nameless people into the Dark Side Practitioner clearing. You had typed that in on the Wednesday show toward the end there, and I didn't get to it. And Ron is saying, yes, if you know the name of the group, you can just put that group name in onto that clearing. So I just want to make sure you heard that answer. Corey is saying when you did the release from our rooms, Ron, that he says, release something from my head when cleared the room. It was an electronic fence energy coming off. So that's pretty interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Samantha says heat waves in throat and chest. Oh, here's a interesting one. Maria is asking, what clearing would a person do for a child who's growing too tall and too fast?
I think I'd probably do a special clearing, maybe for hormones.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
About all that I could think of, but that to me is what I would probably do, but I have to get it back into balance. And the person could be on another timeline growing. That could be a possibility, too. Well, that could be kind of goofy, couldn't it?
Yeah, that's I was just looking at the list on the body jumpstart and wondering what in there might help. Yeah, somebody was asking at the beginning of the show about Jared, about timelines, could they combine? And I was just thinking maybe it's a timeline where the child is older and taller, has been combined with this one somehow. I don't know if that's possible, but that's what popped into my thoughts there. Yeah, that's a tricky one. Probably is hormonal, though, Ron. You're probably right. The special clearing would probably be good for that. And then, of course, there's quite a lot of stuff in the body rejuvenation system that might help, too. Okay.
Well, so let's do a clearing for something. I don't know what to clear here, so let's...
Well, it's Friday. It's the end of the week. Probably people are pretty tired, running around.
That'd be good. Frustration, maybe? That could be good for the week.
Sure.
Frustration clearing. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, boy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, this is frustration. So 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's do also one for, we did a clearing tonight. I think we did one for, I threw out my papers here. Had to do with, darn.
With what?
It was something like lack, but it was self-sabotage. So here we go, everybody. If you feel like you are self-sabotaging yourself or something, here we go. Releasing that energy. So, issue, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and hey. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All right. Quite a few comments, Ron, from the Mind of the Body sample that I'm reading here. Barbara saying, oh, wow, Mind of the Body must have been sleeping in me. And Sharina says, getting big shivers and chills with this clearing, Mind of the Body. Carter saying, outer aura of body tight to skin, becoming much more sensitive and conscious. And Tom is saying, very heavy sludge in Mind of the Body. So just as a reminder, in case any of you have not done that clearing, that's a whole life clearing, and you can buy that just on its own, or you can get it in the Body Jumpstart bundle, which keeps rotating through in three-month chunks of time. So I don't remember when this present one wraps up. I think it's the end of this year, the end of December. But it's got the Mind of the Body in it, along with the infection body, the blood and circulatory system clearing, the magnetic and twisted body alignment, and the body system rejuvenation clearing. So if you're feeling that sample, that's a pretty good indication that that would be a clearing that you need. And if you have any physical problems, certainly you want the Mind of the Body to be working correctly to get your physical problem fixed. And let's see, the frustration clearing that you just did. Ron, Julie says, I need a lot of frustration released. Helen's noting that she gets a lot of muscle spasms when critters come out. Julie is saying she's breathing easier with that frustration clearing. And Jade says, I had a lot of frustration, didn't realize it. Marcy is wondering if the nano clearing is unlimited. So there are two versions of that, Marcy. You can buy it, I believe, just for 1 month for $25, and then for another $25 you get it as the unlimited version. So there is an unlimited version, so that will be $50 for the whole thing. Self-sabotage. Let's see. Setting traps for myself unconsciously, says Bart. And, okay. Oh, so Maxine is saying, feels like I have sunburn now. So Maxine is getting hot from, well, it's written below the self-sabotage sample. So I'm going to guess that, that was the one that did it. Okay.
That, or it could be the Mind of the Body could be getting kicked in. So let's take away implants. So we'll do an implant clearing for people here.
Okay, great.
So, everybody. Let's work on an implant that would be on your sternum. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, great, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Wow. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Let's do another implant. Let's do one that's connected to or inside of your nose. They have movies that they used to think they put them in your noses. So here we go. Left nostril. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Coming out. Take it out now, everybody. There we go. There, it's out. Oh, we'll see what that does for everybody. You're all doing good. And back to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie, thanks. All right, so let's see. Mossy's asking, what if we don't recall what we paid for the nano clearing many months ago? Well, just try the codes, Mossy. If they were the one-month code, they won't work. If they're the unlimited, they will. So that's how you can tell. Shannon has a question about the mind-to-heart drop, Ron, and she's wondering if you can remind her why we do the counting. What purpose does that serve?
Well, you have to command your spirit to do that. So the counting helps to facilitate your spirit to do that part for you. That's what it's for. So that's why you need a count.
Okay. So I'm just refreshing the fast chat here. Iron Man is wondering about implants in our adrenal glands.
They could be anywhere. So, I don't have the energy to pull it out. I was looking, and I just don't have it right now.
Okay.
Oh.
So there is the object clearing, and we can use that for this. If you guys are concerned about implants in different parts of your bodies, it's also in the alien attack page, I believe. There's an implant section in there. So you can either go that route or get the object clearing and type in that you want implants taken out of whatever body part you're looking at. We probably have them all over the place. But this was brought up, I think, about a week ago when Janice called in and felt that stuff in her back. And we were talking about, I think it was last Friday, actually. So if you want to listen to an archive about that, I'm pretty sure that Ron, you were going through that situation with us last Friday. So those are the two clearings you can use for that situation. All right, so we don't have any other questions right now. We've got about 3 minutes left on the show. So I'll just remind everybody, December is tomorrow, I think. So if you're interested in signing up for the intensives, you can do that. There may not yet be the page where you can buy that and the discounted weekday calls that Ron is offering again for the month of December. So, Ron, I'm just thinking out loud here. If people want to buy that this weekend. The page is probably going to be up, right, sometime this weekend. But if it isn't, could people just send you a donation of $100 and let you know they did that, and then maybe you could send them the codes that way if the page doesn't get up this weekend?
Yeah, or does it should be up this weekend, so I would just wait.
Okay.
It should be coming up during the week.
Okay. All right. Okay. So Jamie's just wanting to confirm that the object clearing can take out implants.
Yeah, that's for physical problems that we have, yes. Uh-huh. That would be a physical problem.
All right.
Clearing up so that people, if they had a situation like a broken arm or, you know, something that surgery or something that's going in or whatever, they can go into that page. You know, for that, but it's any for physical things. Nothing to do with anything else physical. So implants are physical. Yeah, that would help.
All right. And then Melinda is... Michaela is saying thank you, and Melinda is asking if you could activate the light being, Ron. That's probably a nice way to end the show here tonight.
Yep, here we go, everybody. So let's look at the light being, and here we go. So stronger, bringing in the energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Hey, everybody. Here we go. So we'll be ending the show here. Tomorrow night, same time, same station, Station 2 on BBS Radio. And it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So we'll see you later, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron.
Just see how your room is feeling after we did that, and see if you have any implants that have changed your consciousness. Maybe you feel a lot better right now. So maybe you can go on the Alien Attack page to get rid of implants. Just pick a body location and what happens. So blessings, everybody.
Night-night. All right.